Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in chapter 5, verses 23 to 26. It reads, "Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny." Jesus is illustrating here the reconciliation he has been talking about in earlier verses of Matthew chapter 5, and he's doing so with some, well, stories. Why do we need to hear these stories? I think it's because we religious people have a tendency to see ceremony as a replacement for integrity, purity, and especially love. Jesus will have none of it. True worship demands repaired relationships. Repaired relationships between God and humankind, but also between God's children. We are his children. We are called to imitate him. Ephesians chapter 5. How serious is this? Well, the ultimate punishment in this story is to be imprisoned. Once in jail in those days, there was no way you could raise money to pay a debt. So you were completely reliant on the generosity of your friends and your family to get you out. Therefore, if you've ruined your relationships, or enough of them, there would be no one to help you, and you would never get out. Jesus is saying, it's the kingdom, the kingdom's priorities, and the kingdom's way of treating people. It's kingdom or prison. Take your choice. Relationships can be challenging, it's true, but it's always worth working at them. Do you have a relationship breakdown that could lead to bitterness or hatred if not dealt with? I think Jesus would say in that case, put all other activities on hold until that relationship is repaired. So far as it depends on you, do your best to repair the relationship. Romans 12, verse 18. If the other person will not reconcile, well, I think then you're released from your burden, although you must still forgive them. That's part of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, verse 15. Kingdom or prison? Let's choose the kingdom. Well, next time we're going to look at the next section of Matthew chapter 5. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.